It is now time, though, for our Sports Day Hot Topic. You can win instant prizes, fuel vouchers, even a brand new ute. It's with Team APCO Top Fan. And this young Aussie might just be the hottest property in motorsport right now. As we head to Austria, at just 19 years of age, Oscar Piastri. Look out for that name in the future. He took out the weekend's F3 season opener. And incredibly, it was his first ever race at F3 level. He joins us live from Austria. Oscar, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oscar, talk us through your expectations going into your first ever race at F3 level.
I knew going into the weekend, obviously I'm in a good team with Prema. They were team champions last year and their drivers finished first, second, third. So I had pretty high expectations. Obviously, being a rookie, didn't really know what to expect. But, the weekend started well with practice, finished second with that, and then qualified third. And, obviously got the win in race one and a decent race two as well. So, I think I exceeded my expectations a bit, to be honest.
Hey, Oscar, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you've come from and how you got involved in the sport? A lot of our listeners will be hearing your name and hearing your voice for the first time. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yep, so I'm from Melbourne and I started racing karts when I was 10, so 2011. I raced karts in Australia and got to a national level, finished on the podium a few times in the national championships. 2016, I moved to the UK and did a full season in European karting. And then 2017, I moved into single seaters in British F4. And I finished second in that, and then I had two seasons in the former Renault Euro Cup, which I won last year, and got a seat in the Renault Sport Academy from that. And now I'm in F3 level up.
And how does one become a race car driver? I mean, so you've grown up in Melbourne like I did. I love cars, see myself as a rev head, but you know, always grew up thinking I'll play footy in the winter and cricket in the summer. How did you get into it?
Funnily enough, I was the same. You know, I used to play footy back before I started racing, and cricket in the summer as well. So my dad's business is to do with car tuning, and obviously his passion for it sort of started it all. And I actually used to race remote control cars before I started karts. So I started that when I was about 5 or 6. We met someone through there who had a kart, and I had a go at Oakley Go Kart Club. And okay. The next week I had my own go kart.
And what makes a good race car driver?
I think if whoever you ask, they'll give you a different answer. But the way I look at it, you've got to be very level-headed. Obviously, there's a lot of things in motorsports that are out of your control that can be annoying. So just focusing on the stuff you can control and doing the best from within yourself is the main one. But, keeping calm, being consistent, and not being too crazy and letting the emotions get the better of you.
And what about physically, Oscar? I mean, you know, we've heard and seen of the likes of Lewis Hamilton and Dan Ricciardo and Valtteri Bottas and even Mark Webber going back, you know, about their excruciating fitness regimes.
Yeah, so it's definitely a physical sport. I know a lot of people probably, you know, don't really classify racing drivers as athletes, but now getting, you know, towards the upper rungs of the ladder of motorsport, I can definitely tell you that it is not easy work outside of the track.
Yep.
And even in the car, you know, the forces going through your neck are pretty insane. And, even the amount of force required to stop one of these things, it's not like a road car brake. There's no power steering or anything. You've got to train a lot outside of driving to make sure that when you're driving, you've got the mental capacity to think about other things going on rather than just hanging on for dear life. So, yeah, it's definitely not easy.
And what about speeds? What kind of speeds do you get up to? I think the top speeds in an F1 would, what, be in the mid-300s? Average lap speed probably in the high 200s. What's an F3 doing?
So I think the fastest speed from F3 last year at Monza was, I think it was 305, roughly. In Austria, we weren't hitting that. I think we were hitting about 280.
Yep.
I think my average speed from the race was about 190, including the first lap and the start and whatever. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty quick.
And are you based in Austria, or where are you basing yourself in Europe at the moment?
So at the moment, I'm still in Austria. Obviously, we've got the 2 weekends here, so I'm just staying in Austria between the 2 weekends. But normally, I live in the UK. So I live about 10 minutes away from Renault F1's factory, which is very nice. Yeah, I've actually just moved because I just finished school about a month ago. So I was at boarding school living there in the UK for the last 4 years. And yeah, now I'm in the UK near Oxford.
Have you got, are you living with family or with friends?
So I'm currently living with another member of the Renault Sport Academy.
Okay.
He was actually my teammate in Formula Renault last year. So yeah, all my family are back in Australia. I've got three sisters. So yeah, for mum and dad, it's a bigger priority to look after them. And they're all younger than me. So they've got their hands full back home. But yeah, it's just me from the family over here.
And you're a Tigers man, so you've had a good few years. How often are you watching it? Are you getting up at all hours of the night to watching it? Are you just doing the replays? Have you lost touch with it? Where are you at with your footy?
Oh, to be honest, yeah, I've lost touch with footy a little bit. You know, obviously, whenever Richmond wins, it's always good, but yeah, I wouldn't call myself a diehard fan anymore. It's sort of, you know, when Richmond wins, it's always good. But yeah, I try and watch a footy game whenever I can. But yeah, unfortunately, none of the TV channels really show the footy over here. So yeah, big Tigers fan. Though. We've had a good couple of years, but it was a while before that since we won anything. So yeah, last few years have been good for the Tigers.
And Oscar, as we let you go, you know, as you would know, being born and bred in Melbourne, we all get around a big event when it comes to sport in this city. And what's the lure like for you of becoming, or who I think would be the first Melburnian to actually drive in an F1 race at Albert Park? But, I mean, we would love to see that. Is that a dream that you've got to build up to?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an exciting prospect. You know, I've still got to get to F1 first, so that's my main main goal. But yeah, if I reach F1, and hopefully I do, then yeah, that's definitely going to be very cool to be the first Melburnian to race at Albert Park. Hopefully, it still is at Albert Park when I get there, or if I get there. But yeah, it's definitely an exciting thought.
Well, Oscar, we've loved having a chat to you. You just got to promise us though, when you do get to F1, and when you do stand on top of that podium after you've won at Albert Park, just don't forget us. Just remember that your first interview will be with Sports Day.
Yes, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Oscar Piastri there, the young, he's only 19. He's just won his first F3 race in Austria, and his first ever F3 race, by the way. That is an exciting proposition for us all. There's another Australian, Tasmanian 20-year-old, Alex Peroni as well, who finished third in the race. So maybe a nice little 1-2 developing for the Aussies, and we'd love to see more coming through and follow in the footsteps of Mark Webber and Dan Ricciardo. Up-and-coming motorsport superstar Oscar Piastri there. It's all for Giant Bikes. Power your journey. Make your life a little bit easier with a Giant e-bike. More Sports Day after this.